producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's 7 at the hour. It's a good day program on Super Thursday. Woohoo! What makes it Super Thursday? I said it was Super Thursday. That's what makes it Super Thursday. Another hour of conversation with my friend Kara Schillen and you. All kinds of ways for you to participate, including just listening to us, talking about what's going on. And you can talk back to the radio if you'd like to, or whatever form and mode of connection you have to us, because there are all kinds of ways to listen to this program. The aftershock, aftermath of Super Tuesday. One of the things about events like Super Tuesday people don't really understand is why the exit polls are often different than the official results. That's because people don't tell pollsters beforehand. They don't like pollsters. People don't like pollsters any more than they like the people that are running the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, especially people on the Republican side. So what's going on? Trump looks like he's the GOP nominee, but the party's establishment is vigorously, and I underscore vigorously, resisting that reality. Meanwhile, Mrs. Clinton seems to be on track for the nomination on that side. So what do you think it's like? Envision in your mind, just for the heck of it, what having a sort of competition of Trump versus Clinton. Remember, these two are friends. Most of the people that get to this point are, and I'm saying on both sides, although it doesn't seem like Trump is too friendly with some of the hierarchy, he hasn't had a lot of connection with Trump, I mean with Cruz and Rubio, but he's had a lot of connection to Chris Christie. And so that's why Christie seems to be, he's supportive. There are a lot of people who think it seems awkward that he's been there with him, but you can be sure that there's something going on conversationally behind the scenes. So is Trump going to make America great again? What's your latest thought on that? And the strategists, all the money that have been signing on to these anti-Trump super PACs, man, these guys are so self-destructive. It doesn't make any, for in my mind, it wouldn't make any difference whether Trump was a Republican or an independent. I think he still goes the distance, frankly. And I don't even know that that's wishful thinking. What I am sad about is that Dr. Ben Carson is calling it quits. Here's an overview of that decision.
Super Tuesday results have claimed their first victim as Dr. Ben Carson announced he is not attending tomorrow night's GOP debate and is ending his campaign. The retired neurosurgeon was at the top of the polls in the fall of last year, but has fallen considerably since Donald Trump and Ted Cruz emerged as the ones to beat. He barely made a dent in Super Tuesday voting, taking either fourth or fifth in all states. Although he was quite popular last year, his calm demeanor made him nearly invisible during most debate appearances and was often challenged on foreign policy and even health care, his specialty. Now we have four GOP candidates left, and Carson's support is expected to back Ted Cruz, reportedly because of the evangelical Christian connection both campaigns had. That push could tip Cruz over Marco Rubio for good and establish him as the one to take on Donald Trump.
Okay. But I think Trump's smart enough to see through all of that. It'll be very interesting to see at the end. It's way too early to speculate, although a lot of people want to do that, as to who would make up a cabinet if, in fact, Trump were to be the winner. 888-302-3684, email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Come along with me as we listen to the thinking of political science professor Donald Green, who teaches at Columbia. He says despite the win, Donald Trump may still be somewhat vulnerable.
I think that the spin associated with Super Tuesday notwithstanding, he's actually in about the same place that he was going into Super Tuesday, which is sort of tricky for him because it's unlikely, increasingly unlikely, that he will be able to wrap up a majority of delegates going into the convention. The problem for him is that Cruz was able to win three states, and by winning Texas and preventing a Trump victory there, he basically prevented Trump from grabbing a bunch of delegates that would have really given him an insurmountable lead going into the convention. Yeah, I would say that Cruz is increasingly looking as though he will have enough delegates to, you know, be a force to contend with in the convention. It was felt that he would drop out of the race if he didn't win in Texas, but he did, and he was able to win in Oklahoma and Alaska as well.
Why did Donald Trump do so well? Question a lot of the pundits and the silly people that ask questions in the news media want to know. He draws substantial support from the most disaffected Republican voters, those who want to close the border, that kind of stuff. I mean, I think we went through a lot of this yesterday, and it's not a surprise. There are people who said they were worried about the direction of the country, angry at the way the federal government works, the amount of just ridiculous interference there is on part of the government bureaucracy, the EPA, you know, the situations, OSHA, any of these things that people have to deal with, whether it be, and the state and local governments sort of the piling on of things. They just see government in general is out of control. Trump and Rubio and Cruz and Kasich will take part in the debate tonight on Fox. Clinton and Sanders are going to have a debate on Sunday. That'll be on CNN. Saturday, there are caucuses for Republicans in Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, primary in Louisiana. For Democrats, there are caucuses in Kansas and Nebraska. I think there's a primary in Louisiana as well. There's a Republican primary in Puerto Rico and a Democratic caucus in Maine on Sunday. So let's dig around a little bit more as we're going to pause here for a moment, but then I want to sort of focus in on Chris Christie and his appearance with Donald Trump. Let's get into that in a moment here on Good Day.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Control. Do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL Lana. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.org number 33.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program, 16 past the hour. Okay, so there are a lot of people who are talking about Chris Christie's appearance with Donald Trump as the Super Tuesday night wore into Wednesday morning. Here's Tom Moran, who's the editor of the New Jersey Star-Ledger.
I've heard people say it looks like he's blinking in Morse code and he's a hostage taker. I've never seen the man look so uncomfortable and out of place. I mean, maybe it's just playing second fiddle to somebody else, which is not his natural position, but I think it's also got to be that this move was so craven and it's been condemned so widely as political opportunism that maybe it was too much for him to even swallow, to sort of muscle through it and look sincere. I'm sure he's all in now. He made his decision, but I think he was probably surprised by the ferocity of the bite back. I mean, look at Meg Whitman, the Hewlett-Packard CEO, who was a co-chairman of Christie's Finance. I was up in New Hampshire and she traveled with him. She wrote a letter that was scorching that I've never really, I'm hard-pressed to think of a harsher letter in politics. She called it an astonishing display of political opportunity, and she ended her note saying, for some of us, principle and country still matter. I mean, youch. And then he got fried on national TV by George Stephanopoulos, who kept playing clips of him on the campaign trail saying Trump is a dope and, you know, ask him how, and this Muslim ban is, quote, ridiculous and dead wrong. And he kept playing those clips and then asking Christie to explain how he could endorse this guy. And the clips were like from 3 weeks ago. It's not as though this is ancient history. And I've never seen Christie been beaten up so bad. I mean, he's usually very good on his feet, and he was reduced down to homina homina. So I guess that stuff might have been sinking in at that moment he's at the podium. But I'm guessing, of course, who knows what's going on in his mind.
Well, this is the typical stuff. It doesn't make any difference. All these people, all these pundits, Meg Whitman, anybody and everybody can be angry. But what's your solution to the problems that exist in the country to which people are referring when they're asked, why did you vote for Donald Trump? What's your fix? How does the country move ahead? It ain't going to move ahead and change with Hillary Clinton. And if Mitt Romney comes out of the convention, how do you think it's going to change with him? The country will be stuck and still in the same situation it's in, worse, 4 years from now if there isn't somebody that throws a hand grenade into how things work. Here's from CBS, Christine Johnson talking about Mitt Romney.
There's another sign establishment Republicans are trying to stop Donald Trump from winning the nomination. Mitt Romney is scheduled to address the state of the GOP race at 11:30 Eastern. He'll be speaking from the University of Utah. Romney is not expected to make an endorsement, but it is likely he will attack Donald Trump. The 2012 Republican nominee has slammed the frontrunner on Twitter over the last few weeks, claiming that there's a bombshell in Trump's tax returns, which Trump has not released as of yet.
Yeah. Okay. All of these things are immaterial. What do you do? This would be the way I'd approach it. If I were a news person and I were asking these people, all of these people, I'd want to get to the chairman of the Republican National Committee. Okay, so Donald Trump isn't your guy. Who is, and how does that person fix the problems that people who say they're Republicans want addressed? Here's analyst Michael Caputo, who thinks there is, in fact, going to be a brokered convention.
Mitt is already putting on his best suit, and he's already making all the moves and the statements that he needs to be the alternative to Donald Trump. There's some talk about Paul Ryan, but really, on the floor of the convention, there's going to be a lot of people there familiar with Mitt Romney, sorry he didn't win last time around, and willing to give him another chance. I'm telling you, this brokered convention is going to happen. Mark my words, I'll bet you a pizza.
So why do they waste their time, anybody voting for Cruz, then? If you feel strong about Trump, Trump will run no matter what. Cruz is a has-been and always has been a has-been. If you want to lose, vote for Cruz. I mean, why would you even bother going out to vote for him if you think Mitt Romney's going to be the nominee anyway? Pretty much, that's food for thought, isn't it, huh? 21 after the hour, I get you to think on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Pleasure to bring you Dr. Ron Hoffman, who has a great website. You can go to drhoffman.com and sign up for his newsletter. Comes out every week. About as good a bit of information. The information focused here is stuff that's so important to everybody. I wonder if I haven't noticed, and I ask this because I'm pretty good. There's usually, what, three or four pages each week in your newsletter, and I didn't see anything about the dark, the labeling. And so we were just talking about this on the air. Richie looked up the results. It went through committee yesterday and was approved, I think, 14-6?
14-6, and now it goes to the upper chamber.
Right. So it wasn't voted on in the Senate. It was voted on in committee.
Correct.
They had the hearings last week. They voted this week. Then it goes to the Senate, where there will be a real battle. When people talk to you about this sort of thing in your office in New York, Warren, you're a homeopath, you're a naturalist, you're interested in people being able to choose the right foods, which is basically you and I come from the same school here on most of all of this stuff. What are the ramifications of this from a doctor's point of view?
Well, there's some major ramifications. I mean, first of all, it's outrageous that in this country we don't have the right to know what's in our food, what the origin of our food is. So this is a very, very important First Amendment right, is your free speech, the ability to know what you're consuming. But there's some very serious medical ramifications to this. We have some concerns about the effects of glyphosate and other things that might be present in food that's GMO. So I've gone to many medical conferences. I've interviewed many guests on my radio program, and I've done articles in our newsletter about the potential hazards of GMOs. Now, the folks who work for the food industry say, oh,
we have plenty of studies.
Yeah, they're in the tank for the food industry.
Yeah,
and they say, oh, there's no conceivable problem. You're getting in the way of progress. We need to feed the underserved populations of the world with these improved technological products. But I think that, as a physician and as a scientist, I think that there are some real questions to be asked. And at the very least, the consumer should be able to, maybe we shouldn't ban GMO foods, but just know that, make a choice, is the food GMO or not?
Yeah, right. And that's all I'm asking for. You want to make the choice that may, in my mind, be the wrong choice, or your mind, or originally, whoever it is. But the choice is yours. That's the way it works in a free society.
Argument.
Oof. All right, let's talk about this super lice outbreak that is in American schools, a new strain which is resistant to most of the treatments that have been developed so far. What in the world, when Richie sends his two children off to school, are we worried that they're going to come home with lice? And if they do, there are these the states where there's big problems now, Illinois, Michigan, California, Texas, Arizona. The lice now are resistant to whatever is around to treat it, at least the topical stuff these days. So what do you do?
Well, you know, it vindicates a very ancient practice, which is called nitpicking. In fact, there used to be professional nitpickers, people who would comb your hair and remove your lice. This is not too appetizing, but in the pre-antibiotic and pre-anti-lice, these are called pedicularis treatments, that was what you had to do. It was a mechanical removal of lice, and it's actually very effective, although kind of unappetizing to contemplate. Yeah. See, these drugs, any kind of drug that you use to suppress bacteria or fungus or viruses, ultimately one develops resistance, and that's why we're in a losing race with bugs in the antibiotic era.
Wow. And so, you know, it's kind of, you got to wonder if the next population of the earth is going to be all bugs, to wipe out the human species and just have all bugs. Who would be the best bug president? How about this? How about for Auntie Ruth, the aunt bug? You get it? No. The Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, available at drhoffman.com. Thanks, Ron.
Insight Daily Radio. Matthew Desmond is a Harvard professor, sociologist, and recent MacArthur Genius Fellowship winner who's written a striking account of a severe and rapidly developing form of economic hardship in America. Entitled Evicted, his new book is a portrait of a widespread and worsening housing crisis and the devastating consequences for families that fall behind and lose the very roof over their heads.
Housing authorities look at people's eviction records and they count things like rental debt and eviction as strikes against people when they're applying for housing subsidies and vouchers in public housing. So, ironically, people and families that are in most need of this assistance often don't get it because eviction kind of bars them from receiving the assistance. One thing that I thought when I started this research was, you know, job loss is going to be a big cause of eviction, and it definitely is. But the reverse is also true. Eviction causes job loss, and anyone that's been through an eviction can tell you how consuming and stressful and overwhelming the process can be and how dragged out it can be. And that can affect your job performance, and for folks that are working in jobs with very little security anyways, can actually lead you to get fired. And then there's the effect eviction has on your soul, your spirit. So one study we found that mothers who were evicted reported higher rates of depression 2 years later, controlling for a whole host of things. It seems like eviction leaves a deep mark on a person's mental health. And if you look at all this together, you realize that eviction is a cause, not just a condition, of poverty.
That's Harvard sociologist Matthew Desmond on his powerful new book entitled Evicted, which has just been released. Want to get involved? There's more online at justshelter.org. Insight Daily Radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
How's today shaping up for you already? It's Thursday on the Good Day program at 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. All of our friends are together, assembled. I'll tell you one outfit that isn't my friend, and that's the Marriott Hotel chain. The more I dig into this whole Aaron Andrews thing, the more annoyed I am. And then you ought to be annoyed, too, given what really is going on here. The defense has taken over in this case. It's getting more and more attention because it deserves it, frankly. It's one of those things. Is it the most important thing in your life? No. Most important thing in my life? No. But it's a sign of how things get when companies, it's like government, it's like everything is too big. Marriott doesn't seem to give a damn about what happened to Aaron Andrews after they let this creep into the room next to her. And you can say, well, that might only have happened in that case in the Nashville Marriott. Well, it's a brand. There are different operators in different places, that's for sure. And so they're suing the operator of the Nashville Marriott, which is at Vanderbilt University. Michael David Barrett altered the people to her hotel room, recorded video that was released online in 2009. Now, if that's not bad enough, Inside Edition broke a story last night, sort of an unsettling twist, if you will. One of the executives of the hotel chain was in a restaurant watching the video of Aaron Andrews on his phone with his friends. Listen to this.
Total chaos erupted today at the Aaron Andrews Peeping Tom trial.
Did you have the video on your cell phone?
An executive from the Marriott Hotel where Aaron was filmed naked through a peephole was seen watching the Peeping Tom video at a French restaurant last night. Here's Megan Alexander.
The hotel executive was reportedly having dinner with two friends here at this cafe in Nashville when one of them pulled out a cell phone and started playing the notorious peephole video of a naked Aaron Andrews. The waitress claims they watched the video out in the open and even started making comments about Aaron's body.
Waitress Nicole Branigan sparked an uproar with her allegation of what she says she saw the hotel executive Neil Peskin doing at dinner. She says she overheard Peskin telling his dinner companions if the trial was going to cost him millions, he was going to watch it and show everyone. Then he and his guests proceeded to discuss her body and how she doesn't deserve money from the trial because of her body. It was vulgar and shocking. We had to ask them to stop. The waitress says she was so upset she immediately fired off a series of tweets to local media. Today she tweeted, "I saw something I thought was wrong. I said something because I thought it was the right thing." Peskin, a top executive at the company that owns the Marriott Hotel, is apologizing today, saying, "I was at a private dinner meeting with friends. They brought up the allegations and they started viewing the video. I asked them to stop, and while they did so, it was not as quickly as I had hoped. I would never disrespect Miss Andrews and what she has been through."
Okay, yeah, right. So you're at a private meeting, how do you figure that? You're in a restaurant, you boob. The company's name that owns the hotel, this is how the restaurant and the hotel business work. There are franchises. The Marriott brand is franchised, and in this case, it's owned by a hotel group called West End Partners, and they have a number of hotels in Marriott. They said yesterday, I think during the trial or during an interview, Barrett, the actions of this guy who went up to the room and took these videos were his responsibility, not theirs. Well, but under the circumstances, he's the one, that company is the one who hired the person that was asking to be put in the room next to Aaron Andrews. So there has to be liability there, and big-time liability. I find the whole thing disgusting. The sexualization still of women by men, and then this guy says, according to the restaurant, according to the waiter, anyway, that she doesn't deserve the money because her body's not that hot. There you go. That tells you where things are. Here's Radio Talk host Joel Riley with political analyst Liz Wheel. They talk about where the number $75 million comes from.
And how do you put a price on that? I mean, you know, you've taken someone's privacy away. You know, her naked body has been seen by anybody who was interested at all. And so, I mean, how do you put a price on it? How do you put $75 million or $200 billion? I mean, how do you monetize that?
Yes, we ask juries to do all the time. And of course, you say, you know, you kind of make it like it sound like it was in the past. But as you know, even if it's not there, it's always there.
Yeah.
Somebody, if they really want to find it, they can always find it. So it's always going to be there. You know, you put a price on it, you say, well, the exact damages are X, and you can figure that out. And then you say punitive damages. And I say here, there are punitive damages. And punitive damages, why? Because they were so grossly over-the-top negligent. I mean, this guy just picked up the phone and says, "Hey, you were Aaron Andrews, you know, what room is she? Oh, yeah, she's staying here." I mean, are you kidding?
Yeah.
If I check into a hotel, you can't find out where you or I or anybody is staying. They won't tell you that. You know, nobody. They don't tell you. And she's a public figure, you know, but it doesn't even matter for even non-public figures. You know, Josephine Smith, they don't tell you where Josephine Smith is staying. They just don't do that.
Yeah, so do you get a sense when this will be wrapped up?
Well, you know, the biggest testimony obviously is hers. So pretty soon, and then the jury will take it. I mean, I think it's just going to be about the dollar amount.
Yeah.
The dollar amount. And I, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe they will come up with 75.
Maybe more under the circumstances. Some of the legal experts that I've read say that the emotional impact is the important thing here. She has to show the emotional impact. The defense is trying to prove that there is no noticeable financial impact on her career. Even in today's world, is that the way you value somebody's privacy? Well, it didn't really hurt her. Of course it hurt her under the circumstance. Man, I'd be steaming if something like this happened to somebody that I cared about. Here she is, Aaron Andrews, testifying about what traveling is like for her these days.
As soon as I get to a hotel, no matter what city or state I'm in, I tell them I want to be moved from the room I was pre-booked in. I will not allow anyone to bring bags up to my room. I instantly cover the peephole. I look for lights. I look for red lights. I look to see if there's cameras. I booby trap my room. I put a piece of paper down by the the door, so when I leave, if someone comes into the room, I can tell. Even room service, I do not let them bring it in my room.
Wow. I don't mean paranoid, but under the circumstance, you understand it. I guess I'm thinking about the peephole. If there's a door between one room and the next, I guess that's what they're, what other peephole might there be? Here's attorney Tanya Acker talking to Dr. Drew on his program about the Aaron testimony.
It's not even just the fear, it's also the defensiveness that she has. I mean, it's almost as if
she's good or bad.
Well, no, it's just natural, yeah. Because she's being put on the spot. I mean, even during the course of this conversation, it's like, you're asking for too much money, mm-hmm. Did this help you? And so I think that that's one of the things that she's going to be struggling
well,
with,
and,
sort of being
and
defensive about this attack.
To wrap this up, one of the big experiences of somebody who has these sorts of violations, in spite of it not being her fault, it triggers shame. And shame is a very toxic emotion, and shame is sort of underlying a lot of this stuff. I don't know if she's aware of it or not. Sometimes you're not in touch with it, but there's something, you heard her saying, there's something wrong with me, I don't feel good about myself. That's all the shame that is evoked by having been the object of an intrusion.
All right, here's let's sort of wrap this up. Whoopi Goldberg and the folks on The View yesterday made some good points.
How would you feel if this was your little sister or your mother?
Or your mother.
Or your daughter. Or your daughter. Would you still feel just get over it? I mean, because she didn't put this out, you know, and we've seen other people who have taken it in a different direction, but she didn't instigate this. She didn't ask for this. And why should she be held accountable?
One thing that I think people need to know, an expert testified that 17 million people have seen this video. And every day of every minute, another person watches it. So as we are sitting here today, every minute, one person is watching it.
And she's scarred. She has PTSD in her own way for the rest of her life, no matter what room she goes into. Yeah. That's scarring.
And no matter how much money she gets or doesn't get, you can't get that back.
You can't get that back.
And it can't be taken down from the Internet. So
why
this
not?
Will happen
why
for the... The expert said it cannot be taken down.
I could record on my phone, a clip on the thing, and now I have it in my phone.
It's on porn website.
It's everywhere in the world, and it is, this is her. This is part of her for the rest of her life. Think about this.
Yeah.
When you think, oh, she shouldn't, think about it. The rest of her life, she didn't ask for it, she didn't want it.
And she didn't pose naked. She was just in a room thinking she was alone.
Of her own room.
And here's the really freaky part that I'll leave you with. It could happen to anyone sitting in this audience or anyone sitting at home.
There you go.
This could be you.
Yep. Pretty disgusting, isn't it, huh? All right, 44 past the hour in a moment. We celebrate the victory that is Scott Kelly's as he is back from the International Space Station. What a great story this is. Stand by for that next year on Good Day.
Going on now, Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors, buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha Simpson keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right, get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
What's the next big event you want to go to? Is it hockey? Basketball? Baseball's right around the corner. Maybe it's a concert. Whatever it is, you can bet that someone is going to pay less than you for the same seats. How? They have an in. But now, you do too. Thanks to ScoreBig.com. Only at ScoreBig can you name a ticket price that's guaranteed to be below box office. Up to 60% off for the events you want to see. Basketball, baseball, hockey, concerts, and more. Here's how they do it. 40% of all tickets go unsold. ScoreBig works directly with teams and performers to get the best deals on those tickets and pass the savings along to you. Next time you want to buy tickets, go to ScoreBig.com first. Your tickets are guaranteed to be authentic, shipping is free, and you'll never get the surprise fees you see on the other ticketing sites.
If you go to ScoreBig.com right now, click on the microphone and enter promo code 200, you'll save an extra $20 off your first ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 200. ScoreBig.com, promo code 200.
This report is brought to you by IHOP. IHOP is sharing the love. On March 8th, pancake lovers nationwide will once again flock to their participating local IHOP restaurant to enjoy one free short stack of buttermilk pancakes in celebration of the brand's annual National Pancake Day. Now in its 11th year, IHOP restaurants will give away millions of free pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to guests dining in restaurant and ask them to leave behind a voluntary donation for their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Shriners Hospital for Children, and other local charities. Participating IHOP restaurants supporting Children's Miracle Network Hospitals will also sell Miracle Balloons for $1 and $5. The balloons will be available for purchase beginning February 1st through March 8th. Darren Rebelez, President, IHOP.
Every pancake we give away has a purpose on National Pancake Day. Through the generosity of our guests and the hard work and commitment of our franchisees and their team members, we will help fund life-saving treatment and care for children in need in our communities.
For more information, visit IHOPPancakeDay.com.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, here we are at 47 past the hour on Good Day. Scott Kelly, what a great story. Fourth mission, his lifetime total in space is 520 days. Been up there almost a year on the space station talking about space travel. Here he explains how he feels after spending all this time up there.
A year's a long time, you know. I felt like I'd been up there my whole life, you know, after about the first 6 months, which is like the normal increment. The normal increment is about 6 months, and that's a long time. So a year is really, really long. But I'm definitely encouraged on our ability to go even longer. I mean, I kind of, you know, even though I look forward to coming home and there's things that I miss, I felt like if it was for the right reason, I clearly could have stayed, you know, however long it took.
Here's the story. You see the pictures of him standing next to his brother, Mark, who is an astronaut, and he's taller. And people say, what's the story? He gained a couple of inches living up there. Under the circumstances, like gravity, your body will extend. Yeah, there's nothing pulling you down. Gravity makes you shorter as your body sort of falls apart, if you'll pardon the use of that reference. Here's a reporter in Houston named Mark Strassman, who talked about sort of the next step, the rung on the ladder of his career.
He's back after nearly a year living in Earth's ultimate penthouse apartment, about 220 miles above the rest of us.
Folks here in Mission Control Houston letting out a very big cheer.
NASA will now study the 52-year-old for the impact of long-term weightlessness. What happens to the human body after 340 days of too little gravity and too much radiation? They'll also assess the psychological effects of living in such cramped alien quarters.
It's not necessarily uncomfortable, but it is a harsh environment. You know, for instance, having no running water, you know, it's kind of like I've been in the woods camping for a year with regards to, like, hygiene.
It's tough for a lot of different reasons.
Astronaut Reid Weissman spent nearly 6 months on the International Space Station in 2014.
From the medical community, there are thousands of things they will be looking at. What is going on with his muscles? What's going on with his bones? What's going on with his eyes? Fluid shift? How's his brain coping?
NASA will also have the unique opportunity to analyze changes to Kelly's genetic structure by comparing him to his identical twin brother, former astronaut Mark Kelly. In hundreds of extraordinary photos from space, Kelly has invited his social media followers along for the ride.
I believe in the importance of flying in space and the research we do. I believe in exploration, and I will miss being on the front lines of that endeavor.
I believe in the exploration as well. This was a 249-mile trip back. They were 249 miles above the Earth when the Soyuz left, went around a couple of times with the space station, then came back to Earth. What a cool deal, huh? 51 after the hour.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
I thought we were going to use a new theme, the actual theme for the Warren Eckstein Pet Show.
Nope.
Rich, instead of this
we're going to use this one.
No, I don't like this one anymore.
Okay, we'll get another one.
I don't like this one.
No, use the one from his program.
One, two? Okay, hold on a second.
Use the one from his program, please, so that we can do additional promotional work for Warren Eckstein's Pet Show, which is on hundreds of radio stations every weekend all across the country. He is my man. If he can't do it, nobody can.
Yeah, there we go. That's right.
This is perfect.
This is the Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein.
Yeah.
Warren's
yeah.
The author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
That's
right,
perfect.
I have a question for Warren.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I got to thank Al Peterson over at Radio America for putting that together for me today.
Very nice. Warren, what is your least favorite pet?
Ooh. Those that walk upright.
Okay.
Two-legged
goldfish,
pet.
Hamster. Come
I'm
on.
Sure your wife would be happy.
There's no such thing as a favorite pet. They all have their pluses, and I love them all the same. From the snake to the dog, it doesn't make any difference.
Oh, Warren,
do you think my one pug, who I have two pugs. A skinny little runt of the litter, sprightly one with tons of personality, and then a sweet one who just kind of rolls over and wants you to rub her on the tummy. And I always tell the little skinny one, you're my favorite pug. Do you think the other one's feelings are hurt? Do you think she knows?
You know, as eccentric as it may sound, Richie, you're absolutely right. You can't favor one over the other. In other words, you know, there's always one dog that may be a little more cuddly, a little bit more affectionate, but generally people spend more time with the dog or the cat that's a little bit more needy, and you just got to make sure you separate that time equally so you don't cause any animosity between the two of them.
All right. We'll pause for a moment, then continue on. Warren Eckstein with advice for pet owners here on Good Day.
been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future. Which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Hi, Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here. I posted on my Facebook page the story of Bettina Rodriguez, who was arrested, but then the judge dropped the charges against her. She rescued a dog that was chained outside to a fence. The dog, in the bitter cold, not being fed, was just there because the fellow who put her there said it was a dog that belonged to his cousin or somebody, I forget, his brother, and he didn't have money to take care of him, and the brother didn't have no to take care of him. So this lady comes along, sees the dog for a couple of days, and decides she wants to do something about it. So she breaks the dog away from the fence, and instead of being thanked, the police arrest her for defacing property and, you know, whatever other things went along with it. And it took going to court before somebody had enough sense to drop the charges against her because she was just trying to save this dog. Yeah, it just these kind of things befuddle me, frankly.
Absolutely. It's amazing to me. But, you know, having served as a peace officer for the state of New York, the laws are kind of specific. If a dog or a cat is not getting proper food or sustenance, now by sustenance, you know, proper place where they can get out of the elements, then it's up to the police to make the arrest and go there and take the dog. So I think what the woman should have done was contacted the police. If
the police didn't react,
then I would have done exactly what she didn't. And we talked about this, and I have done this in the past, breaking into a car to save a dog or whatever, and actually have paid quite a bit of consequences for it. But you know what? I would do it again in a moment.
Yeah, I would do it as well. At least the laws are changing to favor those who are trying to save dogs, pets, children, that sort of thing. All right, check out Warren Eckstein's PetShow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.